I'll press start recording again. Okay, ask me the questions. Oh, I'm recording. Sorry, we're 13 seconds in. shock, disbelief, and anger, really. Well, because it very clearly will have a significant impact. Why? I mean, reporters that sort of planning speak, and in the end, it comes down to a subjective judgment. And he, you know, weighs up lots of things and decides it's not significant. Well, if you're living in a house, you know, less than a kilometre away from these turbines, it's a massive, massive impact. You know, it's going to ruin the enjoyment of your property, knock tens of thousands of pounds off the value, possibly make it unsaleable. So to say that you know, what he's done is, you know, sort of weighed up what he thinks are the benefits against the downsides and decided, therefore, the downsides aren't that significant. Well, there are 97 residences within 2 kilometres of the wind farm that will be hugely affected. But, you know, perhaps they don't count as a settlement. Quite often in Scotland, We don't have clustered houses in a village. We have dispersed rural settlements, but they don't get counted, you know, in planning as a proper settlement. But there's loads of people there and, you know, lots of livelihoods. Quite a lot of these people have, you know, run B&Bs or have letting businesses. They're not going to have people wanting to stay next to a wind farm. Apart from that, there is a very significant effect on the entire area because it turns this corner of the northeast of Fife, of the East Nuke, into a, you know, major industrial wind farm landscape. You will see these turbines, these giant turbines, from everywhere. And that alters your whole sense of the place, of the peacefulness, of the sort of, you know, empty nature of the giant skies, of the reasons why people come here. And So it's incomprehensible, really, that he says it's not significant. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that enough? You don't want the rest? Okay. So I'll pause recording and I'll...